Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Nishma Hasan B'Yakov Sholoim and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Beit Zodaf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Beis teaches that Shabbos is Kriveya Lemaiser, meaning that Shabbos makes the eating of the fruits, something which is Kavua, which is not a temporary or an insignificant eating. And therefore, one is Chayav and Maiser. As we know, the time when a person is chayav to do to hafroshas trumas and maestras from his fruits is only once it becomes a achilas kava, only once it becomes a permanent eating, something which is chashav, which a person has importance to it. But achilas arai, a person is eating an insignificant food while it's still before he brings the fruits into his house, that's not chayav b'maaser. Shabbos, when one comes and makes and brings the fruits, eats in the Shabbos, that makes it a kavua, makes it kvias. And the Gemara concludes that not only when the food is completely processed, the Shabbos makes it kavua, but even when the food is not processed, also the Shabbos has the power to make the eating of this fruit something which is kavua, which is permanent, which is not achilas ara, it's achilas kava. And the Gemara learns from the pasuk because it says, the karaso l'shabbos oinik, that we call Shabbos oinik, and everything you do in Shabbos is a tainug, is an oinik, and therefore has chashivus, it's kavua. The Bnei Yisoschor, in his Ma'amoria Shabbos ois, in Maimer Zayin, ois Zayin, comes to explain the idea of this Gemara. What is Shabbos krivas l'maiser? And he says the idea is that in Shabbos, everything is chashuv, everything is kavua, everything has importance to it. Even something which seems to be insignificant is an oinig, is also joins the tainug of Shabbos. And he says based on that, that even though Shabbos has its kedusha, its holiness coming from above, we already spoke in this year, and we know what the Sfarim bring, how the Milas of Shabbos, the Gemara told us earlier, the special Matana of Schar of Shabbos, which is the Kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos brings us to elevation that one cannot reach on a regular day. We spoke about Me'in Olam Haba of Shabbos. It's so high, it's so significant. But even though a person doesn't really know and understand what Shabbos is, he just knows that Shabbos is a day of Shvisa. It's a day that a person stops from what he's doing. That's all he knows about Shabbos. He knows that Shabbos doesn't work. That's his only connection to Shabbos. That also is chashuv. That also has a significance of Shabbos. Because by Shabbos, everything is kavua. Even davari, which usually is an arai, has no chashivus to it. A thought which is insignificant, and Shabbos has a chashivus. And with this, Bnei Yisoschor comes to explain the tefillah that we say on Shabbos in the morning. We say, L'keil asher shovas b'kol ha'maisim. Shem, who did shviso. B'yoyim ha'shvi, what happened in the 7 day? Nis'ala v'yoshva kisei kvoidoi. Shabbos, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting kivyochol kisei ha'kovet. Something so high, so elevated. And in addition, Tiferes otolei menucha, gave the midah of Tiferes for this day. But still, even so, oine koro l'yom ha'shabbos. Even without getting to this elevated, high concepts of Shabbos, Shabbos is called oinig, as the Argumar tells us, that even without all these milas, just knowing that you're doing shviso, that's already enough for the mila of Shabbos, to connect to the mila of Shabbos. And that's the next part of the tefillah. Zeh shir shevach shem ha-shvi, sheboi shevach kel mikol melachtoi. You know what's the main song, the first stage of the song of Yom HaShvi? Shevach kel, it's a shviso. In addition, Yom HaShvi, Meshabech ve'oimer, Mizvah Shil Yom HaShabbos, Toiv Lo Yedois LaHashem. We get to the higher level of Gilui Hashem and Shabbos. Yes, there's a different level. It's called the Shabbos part of the level. But there's also even the smaller, more lower level of Shabbos. Just the main Shvisa, that's also significant. Because in Shabbos, even Achilas Arai has a Chashivus of a Kva. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email, so what's a group? Please email shomachshava@gmail.com.